mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They've got mass gun confiscation door-to-door going on up in Wisconsin, and this has happened before. We got a guest coming up to cover that. We'll talk about the latest police state developments up at the Democratic National Theater, and just much, much, much more, and your phone calls, so stay with us. In fact, let's go to some phone calls right now, my friends. Let's go ahead and talk to Roberta in Colorado. Go ahead, Roberta.
Morning, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I just want to make a comment, and then I'll hang up. Regarding these vaccines for our neurotransmitters, what's going to happen to the cash cow of the cocaine business, the opium business, the tobacco business, if we're all, immune to this all of a sudden with these nice vaccines they're coming up with?
Well, then they have drugs that affect other receptors, and those are going to be rolled out. And plus, the globalists are having too much trouble monopolizing the narcotics. For those that just joined us, the British and U.S. government, the British government's about to make their people take it, an anti-narcotic plus nicotine vaccine where a virus deposits proteins in the nerve-ending receptors, plaques in the brain, so you cannot have euphoria. Because, again, that's what narcotics mimic, is the natural endorphins or drugs your body gives you when you do a good job doing something. So openly they're talking about this, and it is they're saying they're going to make people start taking this. This is why this is such a massive story, and I'm glad you called in about it.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from you there in Colorado. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I got a few interesting points to make with you. Have you ever seen the movie Equilibrium, which came out in the winter of 2002 with Christian Bale? It's about a post-World War III world.
No, I haven't.
I would suggest that you and your listeners rent that movie. It's about a post-World War III police state where everyone is on emotion prohibiting drugs.
Well, that's what the government, I mean, I'd say 3-4 years ago, I heard a thing where they said, oh, we'll give you a vaccine where you're not ever able to get angry again. Oh, we're going to give you a vaccine that sterilizes you sexually where you don't want to. Oh, we're going to give you a vaccine so you don't want to use drugs. It's total mind control. Go ahead.
This movie here, it's like 1984 to the 10th power, and it also shows the resistance in there. Another couple interesting things, too, I like to make out is, you're talking about Freemasonry being hijacked. Well, from my beliefs and perspectives, what I've seen, it's been bad from the beginning, just like the teachings of the Catholic Church. Explain to me how in D.C. and the city you got the pentagram as well as the compass there, which was approved, I believe, by Jefferson or Washington.
Well, what I said is, I didn't say that it was once good and got hijacked. I said it got even worse. And no matter what institution it is, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church in America is telling you microchips are good, forced abortion's okay in China, a lot of the Jewish organizations, I mean, almost everything, that's what the globalists do. They infiltrate everything. And so what I said is that I had grandfathers, great-grandfathers who were Masons. They weren't bad people. They were what you'd call, some of them weren't porch Masons, but most of them were porch Masons. That's outer Masons in a compartmentalized structure that didn't know what the higher levels are. So I get on the air and say the Masons are all devil worshippers, and a bunch of Masons didn't think I'm a liar because they never made it into the higher levels. And a lot of our founding fathers were Masons, and this confuses people. They go, oh, well, the founders must have been bad. No, they didn't know the full picture. And many of them wrote and talked about this. So, again, it's like you have evil people in the Chinese government. It doesn't mean the Chinese people are evil. It's evil systems. Go ahead.
Well, I would just, if you could later today, I would go rent that movie Equilibrium.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. From Florida to Texas to Colorado to California to Washington State to New York, we're on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 94.75 and back from 9 to midnight Central at 3210. And always you can obviously listen via the Internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, there is so much that I want to cover here. We're about to go to a guest concerning gun confiscation. Before we do that, I've made 10 films. I carry a bunch of other great videos concerning globalism, the control, the Democratic and Republican parties, the fake left-right paradigm. And one of the best films I've got is Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my third of the films. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. It's really the equivalent of 3 or 4 films in one. We cover who the neocons are, what the New World Order is, how they control the left and right, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the gun confiscation plans, RFID, foreign troops. It's all in your face, all mainstream news, telling you how great all this stuff is. This is not conspiracy theory. We take all their stuff and show you what they're doing. The implantable microchips, all of it. That's one of my films, $25.95. Get three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. Also, I carry a bunch of other videos by George Humphrey and Eric Huffschmidt about 9/11. So much information you need. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, folks. Get my videos. Make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Air them on Access Television. Show them to your VFW hall. Show them, you know, at your church or synagogue or whatever. Just get the information out to people. It is so important that you do this. The tyranny is coming down on us right now, no matter who's in office. The state, county, federal, international level, we're coming into this thing. We've got to fight it. People are more inclined to listen than they've ever been. You've got to strike while the iron's hot during this climax that's happening. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Okay, we're about to go to Corey Graff, Executive Director of Wisconsin Gun Owners Association. We'll tell you about their website information. It's wisconsingunowners.org. And folks, in Dallas, Texas, in Miami, Florida, in Phoenix, Arizona, just conservative states, liberal states, this is what happens. It's in the newspaper. Hello, your husband's not here, is he? Hi, I'm Officer Johnson. I'd like to come in and look at your firearms. This is a knock and talk. Make sure they're secured safely and everything's fine. Well, officer, do you have a warrant? Well, just, ma'am, what do you have to hide? Let me in. This is a courtesy. This is in middle-class neighborhoods, folks. Bill Clinton's been doing this since the, you know, we're going to have gun sweeps and things like that in the projects. Folks that don't know their rights, they do that first. That's how it always works. But now this is happening. And then I want to read part of this article. This is out of the New Orleans News Channel. Court opens door to search without warrants. In a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone, police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search or arrest warrant to conduct a search of your home or business. And it says no crime need be committed or no probable cause. We just get to do neighborhood sweeps. Leaders in law enforcement say it will keep officers safe, but others argue that it's a privilege that will be abused. A privilege. The Fourth Amendment, folks. And all over the country this is going on. And they've got other quotes here where they break down exactly what this is going to do. And this is very, 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 very serious. So that's all that's happened here. A police officer got shot, not critically, not any gunshot wound is serious. And this happens all over the country now. And they cordoned off a whole neighborhood and started making everybody turn their guns in. Now, the cops never even found the bullet. But they're going to treat everybody as if they're guilty until proven innocent, grabbing their guns. They won't let people see the warrant. They claim it was a blanket warrant for the whole neighborhood. We've had this here in Austin in drug raids where no drugs are found. They get really angry. The U.S. Army's with them sometimes, by the way. And they go in there and they tear everything up and they don't even have the bullet. So this is the new America, folks, where they come in and take your guns. It's just amazing. So we're joined by Corey Graff, and his headline is Oshkosh Police Conduct Door-to-Door Gun Confiscations. Shooting of Oshkosh police officer results in knee-jerk neighborhood gun grab. Following the shooting of an Oshkosh police officer Saturday night, area residents were forced from their homes, their lawful firearms being confiscated by police. How would you like that, police? Somebody shoots a cop and then they come take your gun. The Oshkosh Police Department Special Weapons and Tactics Unit responded to the area with canine police dog in pursuit of the perpetrator, who was reported to have fled on foot. Citizens' guns were seized through the searches of area homes. The police promised to return the firearms after forensic tests proved they are not involved in the crime. The injured officer's name was withheld, but we now have that. The message is, hand over your guns now, said Corey Graff, Executive Director of Wisconsin Gun Owners. This is a blatant cause, a case of guilty until proven innocent and an abuse of police power. All right. Mr. Graff, thanks for holding through that four-minute diatribe, but tell us about what's happened.
Well, essentially, Alex, we have, just as you said, we have an entire neighborhood which has been presumed guilty. The rule of law and the presumption of innocence has been chucked out the window. And, you know, as you said, it's a knee-jerk reaction. The police came in, and it turned into essentially what I would describe as a military zone. You had the SWAT teams, you had, you know, police who, to what normal everyday people appeared to be Darth Vader stormtroopers. I guess that's how a lot of people were describing them. And you had just, you know, regular everyday folks in an Oshkosh, Wisconsin neighborhood. And I got to tell you, you know, Oshkosh, Wisconsin is just like any other neighborhood in America. It's a basic middle-class neighborhood. People are honest, they're law-abiding, they're hardworking. And we feel very serious about this officer who got shot. And we're very fortunate, and we feel very glad that Officer Nate Gallagher of the Oshkosh Police Force was not fatally hurt. And he is now back on the job.
Well, I agree with you, but they haven't even found the bullet, but they're saying they're still going to test all the guns. And folks, this is such a dangerous precedent. They never did this before. We got along all these hundreds of years without stuff like this.
Well, you know, I have to ask the question, why confiscate the guns to do what they were calling ballistics tests, as you said, if there's no bullet? It absolutely defies logic.
Well, as if the guy who ran into whatever house isn't going to put it, you know, in the toilet or whatever, or you know, wherever you hide stuff. I mean, it's a joke.
This does tie in, too, with the United States Supreme Court rulings on what is known as exigent circumstance, where you actually need, or, you know, in the old day when we were free and we had actual liberty, the police actually had to have specific information. They had to see the perpetrator run into a home. They had to see him, you know, break a window and climb in there before they could pursue him. And what's happened now is there's been a shift.
Well, they're already doing this with other crimes. Somebody ran from the police. We're going to search the neighborhood in L.A. I mean, they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, this is nothing new. But, you know, I got to tell you, in Wisconsin, we think of ourselves as real conservative. And, you know, you talk to any gun owner up here and, you know, they're not going to let anybody come into their home and take their guns. Well, guess what? They're letting them. They're sitting by while the police are heavy-handing them. And
how did the police behave while they were doing this?
Well, I can just give you, just one quote from one resident who actually came home from work, and he discovered that his whole apartment looked as though it had been broken into. He said that his personal belongings were strewn all over the floor, and his gun safe was empty. And
so this is the new freedom. They dump your stuff everywhere, ransack, steal your guns. This is freedom.
This is what this Oshkosh resident said. He said, quote, "That makes me so mad. They had no reason to remove my firearms without a warrant. I didn't know they removed anything until my buddy who's staying with me noticed they were missing. I thought you had to have a warrant to take somebody's gun." Now, this is somebody who doesn't necessarily understand the Constitution, and he may not understand historical context, but he knows in his gut feeling that something isn't quite right here, and he feels extremely violated. And that was a common sentiment in the area this was going on.
Well, you know what? If they don't give all the guns back and apologize, you guys run that town. You need to fire that police chief and fire every one of the police involved. We got to send a message that this is not going to be tolerated.
Well, one thing, Alex, that ties in with this, since I think this is very important, is how the police themselves responded to this. Essentially, the message was this. Well, you know, we broke in, and, you know, we didn't find what we were looking for, and, you know, we determined that you were innocent. But, you know, we're sorry. Have a nice day. Go about your life just as though nothing happened. And the captain of the Oshkosh Police Force, his name is Captain Jay Pustel, he was reported to have, according to an Oshkosh Northwestern newspaper, said and had written that he declined to say on what grounds officers had the right to remove the firearm. The police are not accountable to the people. They're absolutely acting lawless, and what you have here is a situation. You have a real-life police state in the state of Wisconsin. We're known as being conservative.
They've never done this before, and now they're doing it all over the place.
It's becoming widespread.
Stay with us. We'll be right back, sir.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
More calls are coming up in the next segment. We're talking to Corey Graff, Executive Director of Wisconsin Gun Owners. Website's wisconsingunowners.org. I don't care what excuses you make driving around your police cars. This didn't happen in the past because this was America. I know you think you're God, some of you, but how would you like having your guns confiscated or your whole neighborhood being guilty? This isn't how America works. And I'm not against the police, but I'm against this type of activity. Please continue, Corey, with what you were talking about.
Well, you know, this situation, and we talk about gun owners, but this affects far more people than just gun owners. You have to understand that in this specific area. The entire neighborhood was literally forced from their homes and forced to go to a nearby shelter. And while the police, who were dressed in what I would call quasi-military gear, the SWAT people were essentially going through their personal belongings. And in one situation that came out in the news media, and I was watching the news report with my wife, and we were absolutely horrified to see what we were seeing on the television. And this is what we saw. We saw an elderly woman, and she was not a gun owner, and she was not a criminal, and she was just a nice old lady. She was talking about how she woke up in the early morning hours to find police in military gear rummaging through her kitchen. Now, I have to ask, is Grandma taking pot shots out of her kitchen window? Does she have something to hide in the cookie jar? What's going on here? This is affecting law-abiding people. It's affecting senior citizens. And they don't understand the overall picture of what's going on.
Corey?
There's been a shift from, you know, being a free nation to a tyrannical police state.
Corey, listen, I'm begging you. Did you record this on the television?
That, unfortunately, I did not. And I got to tell you, the news reports and the news media have been anything but cooperative with us.
Let me give you the background on that. And I'm begging somebody to get me a video of this, or somebody in Oshkosh who taped this, go to the TV station, get a copy. I'm begging you, folks. But listen, all over the country now, if there's a fugitive, they'll say that they think there might be a standoff in a car, so they'll evacuate four or five streets. A few years ago in L.A., a former cop in an upscale neighborhood was barricaded in his house, and they set it on fire, by the way, and killed him. Armored vehicles drove in, started shooting multiple houses. They were shooting the houses, couldn't even shoot the right house, made everybody evacuate, and then the feds have trained people for about 5 years, the police, how to round people up and send them to the local YMCA or sports stadium. And so this is really a martial law drill. Please continue.
Well, absolutely it is. And when you see the reports of the people who would come home and they would find the police in their home, they did not give them consent. And people, honest, everyday law-abiding people, were saying, you know, did you break into my house? How come, you know, they don't even understand their rights so far as to ask for a warrant. They're so far in the dark. But they know when somebody's in their house rummaging around that something isn't right, and they know that when the police are telling them in a very forceful, heavy-handed way to go spend the night at the local gymnasium that, something isn't quite right here. And, you know, this comes down like a hammer on everyone, and that is, I think, a very important point. This isn't just something that's going to affect the gun owners, although I think that us gun owners are really feeling the pinch. But I think it's ultimately going to come down on everyone.
This is the nature of tyranny when the government becomes the boss and tells us that it's for our own good. And that's happening right now. Government is declaring itself godlike powers. Go ahead.
Well, when you're exactly right. And when you have government setting itself up above God and making itself as, you know, turning the idea of the civil magistrate, you know, into an archaic idea, you have tyranny resulting. And anybody that understands history can see what's happening here. And when you essentially look at the regular everyday people in the reports surrounding this particular situation, you had people saying, well, you know, the police weren't so rude to me. They just asked me to leave for the night. It wasn't so bad. And I just had to clean up a few things in my kitchen and in my bedroom and, you know, in my sock drawer because, you know, they were going through my underwear. And
well, that's something I want to point out before we break. We're going to come back with you, sir, is that I have watched probably 50 times police search a family's car on the side of the road, leave their stuff everywhere, and then drive off for a woman with two of her children to pick up. Now, then I see some police put the spare tire back in and help them. It's bad enough to search them without a warrant, but to just drive off? Listen, you come in my house without a warrant, that's bad enough. Then you ransack everything and you want me to pick it up? What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you? You're killing this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the renegade.
Thanks to the renegade.
Free today.
Free today.
Thanks for the renegade.
Thanks to the renegade.
We're free today.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegade.
Let me tell you, that's how the war started. It wasn't the taxes, it wasn't the regulation, it wasn't all of that. When they started going to whole neighborhoods, whole communities, with hundreds of people, searching their houses, their barns, tearing up the floorboards, ransacking homes, confiscating muskets, confiscating rifles, that's when it started. And people are so dumbed down. I mean, in Dallas, Texas, where I'm from, folks, they go into the middle-class neighborhoods and like to look at your firearms? Like, well, no, you can't come in. Well, what do you have to hide, ma'am? Knock and talk. And that was the Fifth Circuit ruling, was about knock and talk. Well, we just want to come into your neighborhood and knock and talk. About 2.5 years ago, we even had her on the show. She won a lawsuit, by the way. They settled out of court. The sheriff, Margo Fraser, gets up on TV and says, we no longer need warrants. I have this on video. We no longer need warrants in Travis County. And the U.S. Army provided the helicopters. They went into a hill country area in the county, and just blocked off the road and searched all the houses on the street and didn't find any drugs, but harassed people, laid out their Playboy magazines and their underwear and made jokes at them and made old ladies sit in fire ant beds and kick people's dogs. And it was real funny, just looking for drugs. And I see these stories all the time. Oregon, last year, they went into a whole neighborhood, a middle-class neighborhood, didn't find any drugs, had the U.S. Army with an APC block the road, but one family had some potting soil in the rose garden, and so they charged them with drug paraphernalia. I read the article, the AP article out of Oregon, folks. This is America. Every week I see articles like this. They think they're God. Not all the police, but these special units do. And they come in your neighborhood, ransack your homes, and then don't even put your stuff up. I got friends who've been ransacked. The cable guy sees a gun in their house, isn't illegal, but calls. So they SWAT team me at 4 a.m. and say, oh, we got a 911 call from your house. Well, no, you didn't. I was asleep. Oh, well, we're going to ransack your house and see if any of your guns are illegal while we're here. That's another one of their favorite tricks, these 911 numbers. Oh, we got a 911 call. Well, show me your record. Oh, well, there's not one, but shut up. I have a machine gun. All right, let's bring Debbie Morrow up for a few minutes, then we'll go back to Corey Graff of Gun Owners of America unit out in Wisconsin, and then we'll go right to your calls, I promise. But Debbie?
Yeah, hi, Alex.
How you doing? We've got one way to at least get out of their system, that's stop drinking their water. We've got a purification system made in America that's top of the line. How do folks get it?
They can get the Berkey water filters by either calling me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438, or they can go to our website, which is berkeywater.com, which is spelled BERKEYWATER.com. Of course, they can also go to Infowars.com, and order from there. If they have any questions, if they want to know about the specials, they're welcome to call me anytime. If they do go to the Infowars website, then in the comments, they need to be sure to put what free gifts they'd like, as well as at the BerkeyWater.com. They need to put that they're an Alex Jones listener.
Well, tell the folks about the free gifts. These are valuable.
They really are. The Berkey Water filter comes in two models, one with light in the base and one without lights in the base. One without lights is $199, and with it you get to pick one free gift. The one with lights is $259, and you get to pick two free gifts. The gifts are either the Berkey Sport bottle, which is a 22-ounce handheld filtered water bottle that refills up to about 640 refills. It takes out a lot of the pathogens and everything. It's great to have when you're just out and about on the go. Great for gifts, travel, soccer team, whatever time you need to have water while you're out and about. It's real handy. We also have a bottle of potassium iodate, which I've had a lot of people ask me about potassium iodate lately. They wanted to know the difference between it and potassium iodide, which potassium iodate is what we offer. It's buffered. It has one more molecule of oxygen, and it's more digestible for children and animals. So
yeah, even most adults in the military have trouble with potassium iodine, and that's if there's a radiological event, nuclear or dirty bomb. You take this, and it fills the thyroid with good iodine so you don't die. That's the number one cause of death if you're not killed by the blast itself. It's just something good to have. They've issued it to federal workers quietly a year ago. But again, they have the big purification units for $199 with one free gift. These things will cost you $300 in the store. Gravity-fed purification units. The little sport bottles are good for lake water, creek water. They just make it to where it's safe to drink. The big purification units cut it all out, folks. They've got a $259 deal where you get two free gifts and the built-in LED lights in the base. A great system. I have one myself. In fact, Debbie, will you charge me for two? And I'm going to give two. I keep meaning to do this. One of my friends wants one. He's going to pay me for it.
Oh, okay.
Will you send me two Berkey lights without the light? I keep forgetting now that you're on the air. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
You know how busy I am.
What do you want for your free gift?
Give me the Prudent Places and with one, and then give me the other one, give me the sheltering in place.
Okay.
But again, folks, the toll-free number to give W a call, 1-888-803-4438. And if the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Take care, Debbie.
Okay, and Alex, remember that we offered that KDF shower filter special through the end of the month?
Because even if you filter the water, you get a lot of it in your lungs and your skin from the shower.
Right, so be sure to have people ask me about that, too.
Get that for what, like half price
or something? $27 instead of $49.
All right.
With your order. Okay.
Take care, Debbie. Great
job.
Bye-bye. That's 1-888-803-4438. Stop procrastinating. Let's go back to... Corey Graff, and again, the website, WisconsinGunOwners.org, a link at Infowars.com. Anything else you want to add, Corey, before we go to calls?
Well, there is one very important thing, and that is, you know, during these mass sweeps, these mass searches that have occurred up here in Wisconsin and Oshkosh, there was one home that police found a marijuana growing operation. And I want to be very perfectly clear. We do not condone the growing of marijuana. We're not pushing drug use. We don't.
The crime of a warrantless search to the country and our freedom and tyranny is much worse than some marijuana.
Right, and so essentially we have a precedent now where you have the police going in to a broad area and look what we found here, look what we found there. Hey, this is interesting. And you have a broad prosecutor.
Did you hear about the Illinois town last year where people wake up brushing their teeth and cops are in their house where for zoning rules, oh, you're only allowed to have three people in your house, even if you own your house, they come in and do unannounced warrantless inspections of all the homes in the town and look for things while they're inside.
You know, I haven't heard of that, but I'm not surprised.
I think it's Maryville.
It's happening.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. So they actually arrested the people that had the marijuana?
Right. They arrested the people that had the marijuana, and they're now being prosecuted. And, you know,
I thought they were looking for guns.
Well, that's a.
And, of course, these
question.
People won't get a good lawyer or don't know their rights and don't know that this whole thing's got to be thrown out.
We have to realize one of the individuals who had his gun stolen, and I use that term stolen because it's very appropriate, he actually received his guns back, and he actually received an apology from police, and it was reported in the media that he would not press charges. Now, I saw this individual on camera, and he had a big smile on his face, and he said, well, you know, I'm not going to let the police come in without a warrant next time, but, you know, they said they're sorry, and they're just doing their job, and, you know, let's just all be happy little serfs. And it's our view of this that these people in this Oshkosh neighborhood, they need to stand up for their rights and for liberty by holding the police accountable, and that may mean legal action.
Well, I agree, but I also want to add, then we're going to calls, that I don't know about Oshkosh, but let's take Texas, Tulia, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, El Paso, Texas, Austin, Texas. In the last few years, they've caught police in every city framing people, and I mean industrial frame-ups, where they pull you over, throw a bag of chalk in the back of your car, take your home, take your car, some cases take your children, and then the crime lab certifies it as cocaine, and then they go ahead and prosecute you until good cops blew the whistle. People being arrested, no drugs or paraphernalia found, being taken to jail. When you get criminal crews, actual mafia crews, sometimes you get mafia police chiefs in, you're in trouble.
And that may be what's going on here. And it's hard to say, but when you see the demeanor of the police when they speak of these issues, you see a cold, robotic response. There's no remorse for their actions, and there certainly isn't any respect for citizens' rights.
Okay, Matt and Mort were next. They just hung up, so we got some open lines. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to callers quickly. Let's talk to, I guess, up next. Who's up next here? Eric in Tennessee. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Corey. Glad you're on the show today.
Thanks.
What I was wanting to say, first of all, I want to make kind of a little joke here. You know why we're having trouble with the American people not standing up and allowing the police to do this kind of stuff? Is I think most Americans, I think they're Egyptian. because they live in denial.
But, okay.
But anyway, two things I want to bring up real quick. I know you get the other callers. First of all, the other day I observed in Nashville, I observed an unmarked, looked like a motorcycle, police motorcycle, guy in fatigues with a black helmet with a number on the back of it. It was black helmet with white numbers, and he had a firearm. And he was going along in traffic there. And the closest military base, I was thinking, well, maybe it was a military police or something like that. But the closest base is Fort Campbell, which is about 50 miles away.
Look, all over the country, there's now FEMA National Police popping up. This sounds crazy. Even foreign troops have been with them at checkpoints. And I have police chiefs admitting that in a film made in 99, by the way. All this is going on, and it's just horrible. Remember during the income tax battle in your state a few years ago where they said no protest allowed finally?
I mean,
everywhere it's this tyranny.
They blocked off the courthouse where we were driving around honking, protesting when the government was in session, and then they finally said, oh, you can't do that anymore, and started blocking it off. I want y'all just to expand real quick. We've already lost half of our Second Amendment because, you know, it says to keep and bear arms. Bearing arms means, to me, how I understand it, is that you can carry arms anywhere you want to go.
Well, it's the same thing with, like, Vermont or Virginia, but people don't even know their rights. Thanks for the call. Comments, Corey?
The militarization of the police. And I don't know how it is down in Tennessee or in Texas, although I can guess, but it's certainly in Wisconsin the police drive around with fully automatic AR-15s fully visible in the back window of their vehicles. They want to make sure everybody can see that they've got a fully automatic military-type weapon readily accessible. Now, the police themselves have shifted. The paradigm has shifted. It's no longer Mr. Nice Policeman who's going to come and help, you know, get your kitty out of the tree in the backyard. Now Mr. Policeman is, you know, Darth Vader's stormtrooper, and he's, you know, ready to go to war. And I don't see anybody, you know, justifying that war in my neighborhood, but apparently they're getting ready for that.
Well, look, they're about to sack this country economically, and they've got to let us know who the bosses are. The prison population now at 7 million folks and growing. Let's go ahead and go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, I wanted to comment about the illegal searches in Wisconsin. In Bradley County, Tennessee, this month, a cop claimed he was shot by a passing car on the interstate. The bullet went through his windshield and through the canine dog cage. So the police shut down I-75 for several hours, and I saw that happen. Last week, it was announced a cop shot his own car and lied, so he was fired and may face criminal charges for filing a false police report.
Well, it's like the so-called, you know, pipe bomber in New York. Turns out they think it's the cop. But in a lot of these cases, it's actual drills they're doing, which they say are real. Go ahead.
Right. And this is the same sheriff's department in Bradley County that confiscated $1.1 million cash during a routine traffic stop in April. And the sheriff kept all the money for himself. None of it went to the general fund for the benefit of reducing taxes or anything. So maybe this cop in Oshkosh shot himself or was shot by one of his fellow cops or by a criminal police informant.
Well, that's what you said at the time. Do you have the news article now saying they fired him?
Yes, he's been fired, and he may face criminal charges.
You said that a few weeks ago. You said, I think this is the cops going after him.
Well, it could have been, you know, somebody upset about him screwing his wife or something. That's pretty common with these guys.
Please watch your language, sir. I appreciate the call, but John has sent us some good news articles. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Talking about the police and
I'm having audio problems. Can we boost the callers? Go ahead.
Talking about the police and law enforcement and things, and one of the things that you talk about on a regular basis is how they're getting rid of all the sheriff's departments because they're constitutionally based organizations and then going to the police.
Well, they're
agencies.
Elected, therefore accountable to the people. And we're now the slaves. They're now God. They can't have mortals appointing God.
Exactly. Herville, Texas, today, top story in the newspaper. County commissioners approve study resolution to merge all of the county's law enforcement, the City of Kerrville Police, Ingram City Marshal's Office, and the Kerr County Sheriff's Department.
Multi-jurisdictional task force now taking control of the elected representative of the people. That is horrible. You've got to stop that, people. Let's get a comment from our guest. Corey, go ahead.
You know, just tying in what Steve said, you know, regarding the Oshkosh gun confiscations last week, you know, we would have liked to have seen the the Winnebago County, that's the county that Oshkosh is in, Winnebago County Sheriff, interceding on behalf of the people. Look, they're elected to protect and serve them. I would have liked them to have seen the sheriff step up and do his job, his constitutionally, designated job, and say, hold it, you're not coming into this old lady's home. You're not going to break into this home. And certainly, as soon as they get rid of the sheriff, we're in big trouble.
But instead of just turning the sheriffs into rubber stamps, they're now going to get rid of them and merge them in. And in some states, they're housing them in the National Guard armories under federal control. Anything else, Steve?
Keep up the good work.
Send me that news article online. I'd like to post it. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls coming up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Did you ever think you'd see the Supreme Court saying they follow UN rulings? Did you ever think you'd hear the court saying there's no Fourth Amendment? Or if you are a demonstrator, you are inside a cage underneath a railway station a half mile from the convention inside another cage with men aiming machine guns at you like you're an evil demon. The government is making us the slaves. And it's all for our own good, of course. And now we've got to come in your house, ransack things for drugs or guns or whatever, and it's our authority, and we don't need warrants, the Austin sheriff said a few years ago on TV. We no longer need warrants. Well, why'd we need them before, lady? And then on top of it, these multi-jurisdictional task forces start up, then they get rid of the counties and have these FEMA command centers be the base of everything. It's so horrible. We're talking to Corey Graff from Wisconsin, heads up the gun owners group up there, and we're taking calls. Let's go ahead and go to Kevin and Mass, then William and many others that are patiently holding, William and Marty and Jonathan and Daryl. Go ahead. You're on the air, Kevin.
Hello. Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I was previously a self-described proud Kennedy liberal Democrat, and I want to just point out from one of your comments earlier about getting your films that I'm from Mass, and, you know, I'm somebody you did deprogram. I'm much more now to have been a caller in on the Ann Coulter show who brought up Bohemian Grove. That I heard you said that that was your most requested interview. But I'm calling today. I got on NPR, and other people, with armed with your videos and what you can learn and listening to your show, we can get on other mainstream things. They screen their calls, unlike yours, but if you don't go into Skull and Bones on the screen, and you can get through the screen and get on the air. And I was able to talk about the things that are talked about regularly on this show, but never in the mainstream media. I want to thank you for providing the information and educating us and so that we can get out and do our little bit.
Well, let me just say this, and it really means a lot to me, your call, Kevin, and stay right there. But again, if I'll expose the hypocrisy of the Republican Party, but then be a real libertarian slash conservative freedom lover, I'm able to wake up liberals out of their false elitist enslavement paradigm. But liberals are never going to wake up hearing about how Dick Cheney is a is this wonderful, uncorrupt person. So if we get down to real issues and really talk to people, not try to balkanize, we can bring this country together. Go ahead.
Well, that's what, you know, the NPR commentator tries to, you know, and they had a writer from the Globe there, and they try to say, well, you know, he's more compassionate than Bush, and try to bait me back into, you know, knowing that I'm a Democrat, to bashing Bush. And I said, was able to bring up the information that provided here and a couple other places that they're third cousins through the Forbes side of the family, that they both work for an oligarchy of elitist bankers, and that they're on the same, you know, agenda, and that I brought up the Diebold touchscreen voting.
And they let you get that out on air.
I got it out. I don't think they'll be playing that one again too often, but it was able to get that on the air, and I was astonished myself.
Well, good job. Let's get a comment from our guest, who I hope can stay a little bit more with us in the next hour to take calls. Corey, what do you say to what our caller just said?
Well, I think the caller is, you know, addressing, you know, the issue in the media with the censorship and the filtering out of the truth. And, you know, just tying that in with the Oshkosh gun confiscation situation, I have to make the point, and I think the caller makes the point for me. We're talking about several situations that we know that we have comments from real people talking about what they've really seen, what they've really experienced. But I have to wonder, how many people were too scared to say something on camera? How many people were tyrannized, you know, or seriously, their houses ravaged, and there was no camera there to hear what they had to say?
I tell you what, stay there, sir. We'll be back with all your calls third hour.